And this is the Cisco Report. I am Kevin Cisco, your host, as always, and it's good to be with you this week. Now I was watching the news, one evening, which really my wife and I really almost never do. And we really stopped watching the news a lot after COVID because we just couldn't stand it. We just couldn't take it anymore. Oh, watching the news, and that put us off to it. I don't know. It's just, but we were watching the news, and it was a local news channel that we have here in New Jersey, and they were talking about, these mandates that schools are having, the law that's been put in place, lock up your phones or something like that, and essentially it's, it's how the school will lock up your phone if you bring it to school. So we were saying, why bring it to school? I'm sorry, but there's really no reason to bring phones to school. Everybody's addicted. I'm telling you, teachers too, addicted to the phones. And people say, oh, what about emergencies? No, there's no emergency where you need to bring your phone to school. If you need to contact somebody, the teacher will contact the office, call your parents, dial 911, whatever needs to be done. But you don't need a phone in school. Now, when I was growing up, and I'm not even going to talk about high school right now. But when I was growing up, going to school in the 90s, the early 90s, we didn't even have them. So it wasn't even thought of. We didn't think about technology in general when we were in school. And although we had it, there were computer labs and such, but we didn't really think about it. It didn't take up our daily life. Now, in high school, when I went to high school, nobody really had them. I think there were a couple people that had the picture phones, whatever. I don't even know why they were allowed to have them, but generally there's no reason to have any phones in school. Now you have basically a computer in your pocket, which is an absolute distraction. And now, so why have these phones when you're trying to learn? School should be a place of learning and socialization. And how can you socialize when you're looking at your phone? How can you learn when you're looking at your phone? Now, today, obviously, classrooms have their own devices. So there are devices in the classroom. And that's fine because when a teacher puts out a video, you're looking at their device. You're not looking at your device. And you're not being distracted by your device. Same with teachers. Teachers do not need to be on their phone when they are supposed to be teaching the class because they are at work. If you want to check your email, do it on your break or whatever. That's your time. But you should not have these things. I'm telling you, people are so addicted today that they can't just leave them home. And that's really your best bet is to leave it home. Don't go to school. Have the parents check. Why aren't these parents checking backpacks? I don't understand. Let's see, son. You've got your gun. You don't need that in school. Let's take that out. And you got your phone. Let's take that out. I don't get it at all. But, it's just ridiculous. That's where we're headed in society. That's absolutely where we're headed. And, in New York, too. I hear in New York, they have the same things. No phones. Just don't do it, okay? It doesn't make sense. So there you have it. Subscribe to the Cisco Report. That's one thing you could do. And check out the Cisco Report community forum at thecisco report.freeforums.net. That's thecisco report.freeforums.net. .net. Do that. Keep your phones home, and I'll see you next time.